Welcome to the Bridge of Two podcast. Welcome back.
Welcome
to the Bridge of Two podcast. You don't understand. We're back. We're in our podcast chairs. We are in our podcast nook.
Fair.
And
we need new podcast chairs.
We do. We need specific chairs for podcasts. Oh,
yes. We need a specific studio. Let's just rent out a whole new studio for podcasting alone. That's so we can develop our video game and animation and comics and book.
Our Bridge of Two book. Studios.
Yeah, Bridge of Two. Oh, dude. I'm about it. Bridge of Two Studios. It's happening. You can write. Well, that's where we'll publish your book.
Okay, under that umbrella.
My comic, and then we'll get the... You know, when we release our video game that Caleb's going to collab on. That's right, Caleb, I'm calling you out.
All right. Caleb, you're collabing with what?
The video game that we're making. I mean,
I'm just... Does Caleb make video games?
No.
Is he a video game maker?
Okay. No. I was talking about... we went to lunch with him yesterday, so I was talking about it with him, too.
Okay.
So...
Be beta tester.
I don't actually think any of this is feasible, quality by control. The way. I just like to think that...
Shoot for the stars.
Exactly.
As they say.
If you shoot for the stars, you'll at least land amongst the moon. Or, no, if you shoot for the something, heavens, you'll land among the stars. I don't remember. Who cares?
Yeah. That's the truth. That's
anyway.
Inspiring. Yeah. Inspiring words. So, what's new? What you been doing?
Actually, lots new this time around.
Okay.
We were both sick last week.
I've never been sick in my life.
Sure. I was sick, did not test positive for COVID
for the
14th time.
Well done. You're good at dodging the...
Good at dodging the COVID, just nothing else. But I was sick, so I kind of sat at home most of the last week and just kind of chilled out, played some games and read. About finished with book five of Wheel Time.
Okay.
I think I have like 200 pages left.
Crazy right now? Everything's crazy.
Actually, like, a lot just happened really fast.
Okay.
Like an entire...
Robert Jordan Lanch?
Like, an entire battle just happened in the span of, like, a couple chapters, and, like, a lot happened in that battle.
Cool.
And then...
Lots of magic?
Yeah, to an extent. Decent bit. Matt had some shining moments.
Oh, cool.
Pretty neat. It's pretty neat. So that's been fun. Steph finished Skyward.
Yeah.
She said she liked it.
That's definitely a series I'm curious about because, you know, it's Brandon Sanderson doing sci-fi. But, yeah, I'm still on the Cosmere, so.
I might try and read it after I finish book five of Wheel of Time, Skyward. Nice. I just haven't said it. It's either that or I'm going to read some of the Witcher series.
Okay.
Just because I'm in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
But I finished a couple things. I finished Birth by Sleep.
Kingdom Hearts,
yep. Birth by Sleep. Finally finished Aqua's story, and then I finished the new ending.
Did you cry?
Almost.
Because
that story is
pretty heartbreaking. Right? I haven't played through that whole game either. Or no, you have now played through it. I have not played through that whole game yet, but I know... Just by context of playing, like, Kingdom Hearts 3 and stuff, I know it's, like, really heavy stuff.
Aqua's story is tragic. Like, she just watches both her friends just one fall to the darkness, one basically fall asleep forever, and then she gets lost in the realm of darkness.
Yeah.
Trying to save the friend who fell into darkness.
That's where her story picks up in Kingdom Hearts 3.
So, did you know that there's actually a
2.8. Yeah, I saw that. I think it's in one of the collections.
It's the
it's in the one that has Dream Drop Distance.
Yes.
But I haven't played it, and I didn't know
much
about it.
That is the other one. Another one that I finished while I was sick. I finished that this
Kingdom
week.
Hearts is like Hydra. If you beat one of the games, three more take place.
Yep.
It's like, luckily, wait, there's three more games.
Luckly, 2.8 is not like another whole other game. It's just basically the length of a world. Okay. It kind of just continues along with Aqua's story.
Is it her just in the realm of darkness?
It is, but you find out that she actually... So, at the end of Kingdom Hearts 1... Do you care about spoilers?
I don't care.
So, the end of Kingdom Hearts 1...
If you care listening about Kingdom Hearts spoilers, then turn it off. Yes. Otherwise, look below.
In spoilers, in 3, 3, 2, 1. So the end of Kingdom Hearts 1, when they're closing the door to darkness, where Sora's on this side and Riku and Mickey are on the other side.
Yeah.
You find out in 2.8 that there was a wave of Heartless that were coming after Mickey and Riku, and Aqua actually saves them by diverting the Heartless from them and fights it herself.
Oh.
And so, and like, Riku also finds out in this game from Mickey that, like, Aqua basically saved his life.
Oh, so when they're closing the door in Kingdom Hearts 1, Aqua is in the Realm of Darkness.
And she's, and she,
Birth by Sleep.
And she helps Riku and Mickey by taking the attention of the Heartless that were going after Riku to stop him.
Oh, wow.
Because the last bit of 2.8 is you're actually with Mickey. You're helping Mickey find the Keyblade that's in the Realm of Darkness.
Okay.
And then after that, you go to close the door, you're going with them, and you see Riku running, and you see, like, a wave of Heartless that are coming after him, and Aqua jumps in, and...
Have you played that now? Or are you playing it?
I've played it.
Okay.
It's only, like, an hour and a half.
Okay.
So I've now officially played every single game that is currently playable.
Now, that's... I don't know. That's just crazy, because in Kingdom Hearts 3, she kind of, like... You know, she's gotten... Because she's been stuck in the Realm of Darkness for years... She kind of goes a little dark herself there for a little while. And so, she's like mad at Mickey and stuff. And
that's what's so cool about 2.8 too, is that actually it hits on that a little bit. Like, you, while you're playing her, she has like an inner monologue going on where she like is struggling with like the darkness and fighting off the darkness and the loneliness. And like, she like imagines Terra and Ven. And like, she's like following them at certain points, and like, it definitely, like, there's like an inner struggle. They do a really good job of showing an inner struggle within her and fighting off the darkness and being stuck alone in the realm of darkness.
Okay, cool.
So I finished that.
Yeah, I still need to play those.
And then I also started and finished Dream Drop Distance while I was sick.
How long of a game is that?
It's a normal length game. Probably not as long as like one or two.
Okay.
But I mean, it was a decent amount of time. But I sat home, so I was like,
yeah.
I think I finished that this week actually, or I was like feeling better, but it was like right before school started, and so I just sat and played. So I ended up finishing. I kind of blasted through it too. I wasn't trying to do any side stuff. I was like, really, because I wanted the story. Yeah, and it was really good. And it
was a good story
made things make a little bit more sense, sort of, and then also confused a lot of things, because then like time travel, because
it's like, yeah, time travel is a main big thing.
Time travel is a big thing, but then also like, it's not like in the sense of like, they time traveled, but then like, they'll go back to their own time and not remember having time traveled.
Right. It doesn't change anything. Like, it just was like,
it's like it always happened that way.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, so I finished that. Really good story. I liked it. It was good. It's fun gameplay. It was very fast paced gameplay, because they added that moving around mechanic, the flow motion or whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
It was cool. The worlds were interesting. It was definitely, you know, different worlds.
Was the coolest world on Dream Drop Distance?
I'm partial. I like the Hunchback of Notre Dame world.
Okay.
Just because I like that world. Oh. I also like that movie. They did, like, you know, you ever watched the old Mickey Three Musketeers movie?
Yeah.
They had that world.
Oh, really?
They also had
that. That would be a fun world, I think.
A really cool
one. Does Sora dress like a musketeer?
No.
Oh, man.
Missed
opportunity.
Yeah, right. But they have the world after that is, the Magic Mickey thing.
Oh, yeah, from Fantasia.
Yes. And so it incorporates music into it.
Okay.
And the worlds are actually really cool, because you actually, like, Mickey's, like, trapped, and you actually have to go into, like, a music book and save him.
Mm.
And it's just like
Winnie the Pooh?
Kind of. It was definitely a very interesting world. It was a different world.
Was that Kingdom Hearts 2 Atlantic?
No. It was like, this was like,
it's like you're doing all these music songs and stuff.
No, they just, because of how the gameplay is, there's like the different flow motion things, the different things that you can do because you're technically in a dream, kind of change. And so it just incorporates music into that.
Okay.
But no, it wasn't like that. This is its own world where it has.
That was like something I try to block out of my brain, is that like that kind of stuff from Kingdom Hearts.
Me too. But anyway, so that's done. So now I've played every playable Kingdom Hearts I have played now. So
you are the chosen one.
Yeah, I've finally done it. I've finally completed
Your heart is whole.
Yes, it is. So good. It was so fun.
So Unimura should send you something.
The next Kingdom Hearts. The next Kingdom Hearts video should send me.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kingdom Hearts, did you see that they tried to port it onto the Switch?
I mean, they tried.
They did it. It's like a cloud version. Like, you have to stream it because I guess of something with the hardware, the system hardware. Oh, really? And
like,
I heard
like
it just,
which games? Like all of them?
All of them.
I don't know if I knew that.
But it's not good, is what I'm hearing.
Oh, it's not a good port?
I played the demo, and it wasn't great either.
Hmm.
But, like, not like, you know, which is to be expected on the Switch, but, like, even then, like, I mean, but it's also, like, a cloud version, so you have to be on Wi-Fi to play it, which is kind of takes away the point of getting on the Switch, because...
Yeah, so you can be mobile.
So, I don't know. But interesting that they try to do it. Maybe they'll find a better way. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I know there was also talk about a Disney Plus Kingdom Hearts show.
I think I've also heard about that.
And I haven't seen anything about it, but I just saw that was like a planned thing that was announced, I think, in 2020.
Hmm.
So I think it was supposed to be this year that it would come out, or maybe even last year. So I don't know where that stands, but
we'll see. We'll that'd be cool. That'd be interesting.
It'd be interesting. I don't know.
I just don't know if you can do Kingdom Hearts in a TV show. I think the video game genre is.
Yeah. Well, I just how would you do? Just look at how convoluted the story already is. Mm-hmm. How would you introduce all that? Or would it be like an adaptation of like the first game or something like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it follows the storyline, but it's kind of different because it's.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'll be interested to see if they do. We'll probably find the 20th anniversary is coming up, I think.
Oh, so maybe they'll announce
it. They'll announce it then. I don't know if it's already passed or
when is
the 20th
anniversary?
I think sometime in February.
I got to get Kingdom Hearts something for its anniversary.
You just play it. Beat it.
Best gift of all.
But anyway, so yeah, that's been fun. It was a good way to spend being sick, in my opinion.
Made it worth it, huh?
Yeah, made it worth being sick and not having to go to work. But I think other than that, I mean, I went on a bit of a nostalgia trip and started playing like the old Ratchet and Clank game.
Mm-hmm.
And then never played it before. So I picked it up. It was on sale for like $2. The first Jack and Daxter game, the Precursor Legacy, been in like a weird platforming game mood and like the old ones, like the ones on the PS2 mm-hmm. and whatever. So I've been playing that. It's actually been a lot of fun. Just when I'm not doing anything. But now that I started school back up now, so.
Uh-oh.
About to be hearing a lot less of,
Have you learned anything yet?
We haven't actually had our first class yet.
Oh, okay.
Let us know. We had a clinical orientation. Well, the first, it's all pediatrics and.
Oh, that's cool.
OBGYN stuff. Other than that, though, yeah. So with school going on, I don't think I'm going to be able to do as much of, like, video games or too much reading, but I do plan on really going in on the drawing. Starting to get some things out. I'm gonna start posting some things on my Instagram, start getting some of my drawings out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just to do it, then maybe start thinking about some stories or like I said, I was telling you earlier, and this might be coming off the cusp, but it'll be like probably a couple months because I gotta teach myself a lot of stuff, but possibly seeing a little short animated clip coming out. That I've just been thinking about and possibly working on teaching myself animation because why not?
That'd be cool.
So if anyone's curious, be on the lookout for that in like the next 2 years.
Give yourself a nice healthy window. He said 2 years.
Yeah, but other than that, what have you been up to?
Video game wise, nothing really new. Because I've just been playing the games I was already playing. So. You know, playing more of the Outer Wilds.
Mm.
And I feel like I'm really close to beating it, but I still don't know how to stop the sun from exploding every 22 minutes or 21 minutes. so I haven't figured out how to end the loop yet.
Mm.
But that's been fun. Finding out new stuff and getting different places and, you know, just a fun mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And then playing more Legend of Zelda, which has been fun. Just, you know, doing more shrines and, mm-hmm. and like getting further and had to, got into the Goron area, which is next to a volcano. It's like super hot. And you have to wear, you either have to be constantly like drinking this potion that keeps you from getting too hot. Otherwise, like you'll instantly like catch on fire and start dying. Or you have to get this fireproof armor.
Yeah.
And so I figured that out. Like I spent all this time tracking down these lizards, chasing these lizards around. Just like you see these two lizards and just chasing them off cliffs. And they would, and they also like when you're chasing them too, they sprint and then they'll just disappear into air. And it's like, they're just gone. Like, so you can't just like chase it down into a corner. You have to kind of get the drop on it.
Get the drop on it, yeah.
Yeah, so like I'm like parachuting in and just like falling on them, just grabbing as many as I can, you know.
Are there any like meals you can make that would help with the fire?
Yeah. That's one thing you can do with the lizards too, is the reason I had to, I guess I didn't explain it. The reason I had to get those lizards is because there's a guy who's like, hey, I'll give you, if you give me 10 fire lizards, fire tail lizards, I'll give you some armor. So I found 10, got some fireproof armor. But then I can still make, elixirs with those types of lizards. So when I find them, when I run into them and grab them, and then I get to a cooking pot, I can make an elixir. So, because there's, once you get into, you have to get into the volcano to fight this, well, to not fight, but it's like these divine beasts is what they're called. They're like mechanical creatures. That's like basically a walking temple.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically it's the fire temple, but it's inside this giant lizard, mechanical lizard thing. And that area, your fireproof armor is not enough. So you have your fireproof armor and then also have these elixirs that you're drinking.
Hmm.
But it's fun. I think it's fun how they do the temples too. Like they're not, like usually in Zelda, the temples are really long.
Yeah.
They're like very involved puzzles. And I definitely, thinking back on the Legend of Zelda games, I definitely had a lot of fun with a lot of those puzzles and stuff. But it's fun how, you know, it's not, you just feel like you can, it doesn't take you so much time to progress in mm-hmm. this game. And also these temples, you actually interact with them. Like you can take control of them and like make them move a certain way to change the way, like there's an elephant, you change the way the elephant's trunk is going.
Yes.
And it lets you do different things, like changes the temple a little bit. And this thing, it'll like turn its body over. So like all of a sudden what was the side of the wall is now the ground, and you're getting to different areas and stuff. So it's almost like, you know, you're turning this temple around to get to all the different places and stuff. So it's kind of a cool way to, you know, do temples. So yeah, so that's been fun. And then I finished Hero of Ages, which was the third book in the Mistborn trilogy, the first Mistborn trilogy, and had my brain blown by that ending. Well, just by the whole book in general, but the way it all came together at the end. We've talked on the podcast before about the Cosmere and these like shards of power that different characters a long time ago took up, and they're basically like the gods of these worlds and in these book series. And so there's a lot of, I mean, that all that kind of, the curtain gets pulled back on everything from that book series of what's been going on in that planet and its history and how it got to be the way it is, with ash falling all the time and the mists that are coming out all the time, like what all that means and the magic systems and stuff. It all just kind of gets explained in that book and in a really amazing way. And the characters that you've been following for all those books get really satisfying.
Yeah.
Conclusions to their arcs without spoiling anything, because you should go read it if you're listening. Because
should definitely go read it. Read the entire trilogy. Probably, it's so good. Don't start with Hero of Ages. Read.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, no. Start with Final Empire. That's the first book. But yeah, I was definitely very moved by especially the end with Sazed's character.
Yes.
So he grapples with like faith and stuff a lot in that book, and and it was just done in a very, what's the word? I don't know, just like authentic, mm-hmm. kind of showing authentic struggle, and but you know, having him kind of figure out, you know, where he can land on that question of faith or not faith or whatever. So it's just very, very well done.
Those books are so cool too for me because I think they were the first, because the first three are contained story. Mm-hmm. And so you have a first book, a second book, a third book, and that's the end of that story. And so, like, I think I was reading, because, like, you have Warbreaker, which is a single story.
Right.
But it doesn't have, like, a series. And then you have right. Stormlight, which is a series, but it's not finished yet.
Right.
So Mistborn's, like, really the first time I was able to read a Brandon Sanderson novel or story that had a beginning, middle, end as far as, like, right. multiple books. And to see him connect things that were from the third, that were happening in the first book to things in the third book, all the way back to, like, page two of the first book that you find out, like, had a major, major impact in the entire story. And you find that on book three. Like, really just honed into me how well of a writer that Sanderson is and how much he actually thinks into these things in these worlds. It was just, it was super cool. That blew my mind when reading that series, which is, I think, why I like Mistborn trilogy so much.
Yeah. To anyone who would, you know, consider reading, picking up any Brandon Sanderson book, I definitely, from reading that trilogy, can say without a doubt he knows how to stick a landing.
Oh, for sure.
He knows how to take care of a series that you really love and give the characters satisfying conclusions and just make it all very just very satisfying ending, you know. So makes me all the more excited for book 5 of Stormlight and scared, but
yeah, it also scares me because it also shows that he's willing to do some other things with characters,
right? He's definitely. Although, you know, I think where things are going in book 5 of Stormlight in some ways are going to be a lot harder than the way things ended in Mistborn, because I don't want to spoil anything, even by saying nothing like this happens to any characters in this series, but I just think that Stormlight is going to be, there might be some fundamental changes to some characters in the last book.
Maybe we'll have a spoiler filled episode of the Mistborn trilogy coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be fun. Soon. That'd be fun for sure.
For those who are curious about what we're hinting at.
Yeah, definitely.
Either way, you should read the book.
Books, very good.
They're so good. And especially if you're like still kind of on the cusp of like, should I try and read Sanderson? You know, Stormlight's a big book, going to be a big series. It's a little daunting. Mistborn's a little bit smaller. Give it a read. Yeah. And I guarantee you, you'll fall in love with his writing, especially if you're a fantasy. If you like fantasy and stuff like that, you'll fall in love with his writing. You'll fall in love with his storytelling, his character building, and it'll make you want to read the other books that he's written.
Even if you're like, I don't know if I want to commit to a trilogy of books, the first Mistborn book is kind of a self. It kind of reads like a self-contained.
That's true. You technically could read book one and not really read two or three for the most part.
I mean,
there's like a conclusion to that story. Maybe like you definitely know that there's more going on.
Right.
But it has the story of book one has a conclusion.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like in a kind of Star Wars A New Hope way.
Yes.
You know, like episode four. Like, you know stuff. There's more going on, but there's like a kind of satisfying
conclusion. Yeah.
Anyway, what else? I feel like I was reading. Well, I mean, I read some of, I read the novella for Mistborn's Secret History, which I won't say what that exactly covers, but
yeah, we can't talk about that at all. You can't say a single thing about that without spoiling it. Right. So, spoiling a lot. So,
but I feel like there was something else that I was reading.
You were writing on Saturday. Were you just writing your book or doing a little polishing?
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember how much new stuff I wrote Saturday. Probably not much, because I'm editing it, and the chapters I'm on, or the chapters that I was on, are, there's not a whole lot I needed to change, which is nice.
Good.
But now I'm getting to the point where, which I think I might have said in the last podcast, but I'm getting to the chapters where, you know, I wasn't really certain about how I was going to end the book. So I was just kind of like going for it, you know? So right now I'm having kind of a little bit of trouble just figuring out, do I want to change any of this? Do I want to change all of this? Do I want to use some of it? You know, so I'm kind of basically having to figure out the ending now. And so, but I'm trying to push myself. I started pushing myself last week, and to the end of the month, I'm going to try to push myself to write, work on it every night, just about every night, to see if I can get close to finishing it. Because I, after I finish, like actually write an ending, I want to, I want to actually do a polish, and then I want to like give it over to some people to like start reading it and giving me feedback, hopefully. And then take like a good break and maybe start working on something.
Give it to me. Let's read it.
I hope it'll be good in the end. Like I feel like it could be. Right now, I just need to see how it ends to kind of, because that's whenever you're reading a book, you can be enjoying what's happening, but what you don't really know if you like it until you get to the end. So anyway.
I'm excited to read it when I get the opportunity to.
Yep, that should be good. I guess that'll be it for me.
Sweet.
So, we are going to take a little breaky.
And a little breaky.
We have some drinks to try.
Some healthy drinks.
We're gonna drink some oxygen.
I mean, to be fair,
water... On the podcast, you're going to hear us drink oxygen.
Water is kind of oxygen.
But this is like it's extra oxygen. This is like hydrogen. Super oxygen. Like O2.0.
Whoa.
And then after that, we will be doing quizzing each other on Star Wars and Lord of the Rings knowledge. So
to really determine how
who's the better nerd.
Who is better at knowing what they enjoy? Yeah.
All right. Well, you asked.
Seeing a few.
All right, we're back.
We're live.
Yeah, welcome back. We've got some drinks to try here.
Some of that hard oxygen. That non-carbonated, oxygenated recovery.
I like how it says non-carbonated, like it's just trying to get you ready. Like, this isn't carbonated.
270 milligrams of potassium? You trying to kill me?
I'm trying to bring you to life, my friend.
Erythritol.
There's seven times more oxygen than standard water. I mean, this is basically pure oxygen, people.
It's oxygenated water. As like it says ingredients, oxygenated water, and then in parentheses, water, oxygen. It's like,
I mean, this is basically, they took water, they took oxygen, and they just crammed it full of oxygen.
We made O2 to help athletes recover faster, spending less time recuperating and more time taking on what's next. 7 times more oxygen than standard water. 1.5 times more electrolytes than sports drinks. Keto-friendly. And 100 milligrams of caffeine.
Did you say keto friendly?
Keto?
I think it's keto.
I think it is keto because they're called ketones.
It's Adeline all over again.
I just said it wrong. I'm sorry.
No.
It's got 100 milligrams of caffeine, though. I'm about that.
It's caffeine free for any time of day.
Mine says 100 milligrams of caffeine.
You could drink this at midnight and be fine.
This says 100 milligrams of caffeine. Mine's not caffeine free.
What? How did I get one that doesn't have caffeine?
Does it really?
Yeah, caffeine mine's caffeine free
for any time of day. Mine's got 100 milligrams.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Having your caffeine?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's probably for the best because I just drank a Coke with coffee, so.
Well, you ready to try this?
Let's crack them.
It's nice and cold, too, which is exciting. Oh, it's got the little slush.
I like my oxygen cold.
I like my oxygen cold with a little slush in it.
Slush it around. Okay. Wow, that is some oxygen.
That I feel alive. My blood is just filled with the oxygen.
My blood is 7 times more oxygen than oxygenated than standard blood.
I would actually be curious, and maybe I'll have to try it out. I'll have to do like a crazy hard workout that I know is gonna make me hurt afterwards, and then try one and see if it actually helps with recovery.
And then if it doesn't, class action lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. Your drink did not help with my recovery.
Sign me up. Look, oxygenated recovery.
I do feel like I'm breathing easier.
I actually feel like I don't have to breathe.
If I just drink this, we don't have to breathe.
Exactly. Just drink this and let's not breathe for the rest.
All right. All right, guys. For the rest of the night, we're not breathing. So just fair warning.
It's going to be a quiet podcast. that sweet, sweet oxygen. It is kind of, there's a crispness to it.
I had to breathe.
There is a crispness to it.
There is. It's actually good. It's not carbonated, which I usually don't like. Like, if I'm going to drink something like this, I like it to be carbonated.
Yeah.
But it's actually really good, and I don't mind it.
How do you like the orange mango?
It actually tastes really good.
Taste the orange and the mango?
I can. More orange, tiny bit of mango, but I can.
I got lemon lime.
How's your lemon lime? With zero caffeine.
It's good.
Punk.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, eel.
Anyway. Well, that was fun.
Alrighty, ready to test your knowledge?
Quiz me. I'm going to be the Lord of the Rings quiz taker, and he will be the Star Wars quiz taker.
This quiz, fact or fiction, on Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings. So it's not even on the books, it's on the movies, which is fine. The movies are good.
What introduced me to the
books. And to be fair, Star Wars would also probably be on the movies, so.
The books are better.
Some of them are, actually. Actually, no, the movies are Star Wars better. All right, you ready to start this quiz?
I'm ready.
Long story short, it's... You know, all that good stuff about learning Lord of the Rings. All right. Question 1 of 10.
Okay.
The Lord of the Rings trilogy was filmed in which country?
New Zealand.
I don't know if they're correct. I'll let you know at the end. In what year was the original film released?
2001.
What type of animal does Gollum give to Frodo?
Kind of what?
Animal.
Does Gollum give... he gives him a rabbit.
Mm.
They're yum. They're nice.
Who eat them? Who created the One Ring to rule them all?
Sauron, the deceiver, gave to them 9 rings of power.
Who stole the ring from the original owner?
The original owner?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is kind of a trick question.
Think
because
who's the original owner and who took the ring?
Yeah, Sauron.
Who took the ring from
Isildur? Cut the ring off his finger. I wouldn't call that stealing.
I mean, sure.
The right of conquest.
Technically, I mean, but that's just stealing.
He conquested
Josh.
Sauron.
That's just stealing.
He gets all his stuff.
All right. At Weathertop, the hobbits are attacked by ringwraiths. How many are there?
Is this supposed to be in the movie?
Yeah, I think so.
Because. It's different in the book.
Go with the book answer, if you know it.
So, in the book, it wasn't all of them. I think in the movie, it was all of them. There was like 9 of them.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with 9, because I think it's going off the movies. So I'm going to say 9.
Okay. What is the fellowship comprised of?
Does it tell you if I get it right?
I think it will at the end.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
What is the fellowship comprised of?
People.
Well, yes, but like break down those people. What are they?
There's 4 hobbits.
Mm-hmm.
There's an elf,
mm-hmm.
a man,
mm-hmm.
two men,
mm-hmm.
a dwarf,
mm-hmm.
and a wizard who's a Maiar spirit.
Nice. Frodo receives a shirt of Mithril from whom?
Bilbo Baggins. His uncle.
What is the title of J.R.R. Tolkien's book about Bilbo? Jeez, always cannot read.
About Bilbo? About Bilbo. Oh, The Hobbit.
I mean, sure, but there's...
There and Back Again?
There and Back Again.
A Hobbit's Tale by Bilbo Baggins.
Cool. Who is the first elf to appear in the movie?
Arwen is. Well, actually, the prologue, Elrond appears.
I'll
go with Elrond. If I get that one wrong, then it's because the person who made the quiz is dumb.
Okay, fair enough. How did Gandalf escape Isengard?
He whispered to a moth.
Yes, as one does.
And then the moth told an eagle,
mm-hmm.
go get your boy.
So you're saying dark magic.
No, light magic. Yeah, he was saved from by flying on the back of an eagle named Gwaihir.
Really?
Or Gwaihir, I don't know how you pronounce it.
I didn't know they had names.
Oh, yeah, they have straight up names, my friend.
Gosh, are they also like gods?
They're Maiar.
Of course they are.
They're like the same kind of thing
as Gandalf. That's interesting. So Gandalf just rode on the same type of thing that he is.
Yeah. I don't know why they're like always eagles, but.
What color is Bilbo Baggins' door?
Green. It was painted a week ago.
Who finally.
How many questions is this quiz?
Slays the Witch King 818.
Eowyn, Shield Maiden of Rohan.
What book did Tolkien want to publish simultaneously with The Lord of the Rings?
The Silmarillion, my friend.
Really?
Yep.
Why? Does he say why?
I think he was... That's really what he wanted to publish after The Hobbit, but they wanted a sequel to The Hobbit. So he was like, okay, if I do a sequel to The Hobbit, I will get them to agree to, like, the Silmarillion was kind of he's a little more passionate about the Silmarillion. He, like, those stories he'd been working on for longer, you know, so he was like, but he knew that they would be hard to get published.
Yeah.
Because of the form of the story.
Yeah.
So.
What does Frodo wish for at the Black Gate of Mordor?
Does he wish for?
Mm-hmm.
The Black Gate of Mordor.
Do you want me to read you the quotes?
Oh, there's multiple options?
Yeah.
Sure.
That the ring had never, never been found. 1,000 Oliphants with Gandalf and a white woman at their head.
Who wouldn't wish for that?
For real. I'm wishing for that right now. To walk in the Shire once again, or for no one to die.
At the Black Gate. This sounds like maybe this is a book thing. Because I don't remember anything in the movie.
I think I know what it is. But I also might be... I think I know what it is.
Ask me... read the question one more time,
please. What does Frodo wish for at the Black Gate Mordor? I wonder if it might mean Mount Doom.
See, that's what I'm wondering. But none of those options all either sound like... And read the options one more time.
That the ring had never, never been found. 1,000 Oliphants with Gandalf on a white one at their head. To walk in the Shire once again, or for no one to die.
The last one is definitely in keeping with Frodo's character. Did not like killing or death. But I think the more likely one would be the first option.
That the ring had never been found.
So
I'll let you know at the end of five what mine was.
I'll say the first one.
When Frodo and the other hobbits first meet Aragorn, what name does he use?
Strider.
What is Wormtongue's real name?
Grima. Grima. Grima.
What is the name of the giant spider who tried to eat Frodo?
Shelob. S-H-E-L-O-B.
Shelob. All right, let's see. You answered 13 correct. That means you missed a few.
Does it tell you which ones?
Yes. So, the Lord of the Rings trilogy was filmed in New Zealand.
Good.
It was also originally released in 2001.
Okay.
The type of animal of Gollum-bearded Frodo was, in fact, a rabbit.
Okay.
He who created the One Ring to rule them all was, in fact, Sauron.
Started off strong.
Who stole the ring from the original owner? You answered Isildur. The answer is Isildur.
Okay. I was about to say, if they say Bilbo, I'm going to lose my mind.
At Weathertop, the hobbits are attacked by ringwraiths. How many are there? You answered 9.
It was the book answer. The
correct answer is 3.
Yeah. See, in the movie, it's all of them. I knew it wasn't all of them in the... I would not have said 3. I would have said like 4 or, mm-hmm. or 5 or 6 or something like that.
What is the fellowship comprised of? You answered 4 hobbits, 2 men, 1 elf, 1 dwarf, and a wizard. That answer was correct.
Good.
Frodo received a shirt of Mithril from Bilbo. You answered that correct. title of The Hobbit was, or a book about Bilbo was There and Back Again, A Hobbit's Tale. Who was the first elf to appear in the movie? You answered Elrond. The answer is Arwen.
See, but the prologue, she wasn't in the prologue. See?
I don't know.
They are dumb.
I don't know.
Dumb quizmaker.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was about to say Arwen, and I was like, wait, the prologue.
This is definitely dumb. This is, how did Gandalf escape Isengard? And you answered a great eagle, and it said that was wrong, and then it doesn't give me an outright answer.
Oh, so that, so there's like a, it's broken.
Up, yeah. What color is Bilbo Baggins' dwarf? Green. Who finally slays the Witch King, Eowyn. Book to be published sometimes with Silmarillion. This one says, what does Frodo wish for the Black Gates of Mordor? You answered that the ring had never been found. Mine was to walk in the Shire once again. According to this, is 1,000 Oliphants with Gandalf on a white one at their head.
Really?
I don't think that's correct. Hold on.
It could be. I mean, if it's a book thing.
1,000. Wow. Okay, hold on. It says, at the end of The Black Gate is Closed, Frodo says, I wish we had 1,000 Oliphants with Gandalf on a white one at their head.
Okay, yeah, that was a...
I think that's a book.
That was a good book question.
I think that's a book question.
Oh, yeah, no, it definitely was not in the movie.
See, I was thinking to walk on the Shire once again. I think either him or Sam says that at Mount Doom.
Yeah, someone says, like, Sam says something about that.
This is...
What's the last one?
There's three more. Wormtongue, Jolnir, you got that right. Shelob was the other one. This is, when Frodo and the other hobbits meet Aragorn, what name does he use?
What does it say?
It says Strider was wrong.
And then what does it say, the right answer?
Doesn't give me right.
What are the other answers?
Arathorn, Ranger, and Fenrir. I think Ranger is a possibility, but I'm pretty sure it was still Strider.
I don't know what they were going for there. Because Arathorn's name was Dad. He didn't go by his dad's name. Fenrir is the name of a werewolf in Harry Potter. Yeah, I don't know. But I think I got two legitimately wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
You suck. You know nothing.
I might have done better on that one than I would have done on the original one, because the other original one was going to be like,
oh, you would have. It was all true or false.
Facts about. Yeah.
It was also true or false. And it was all facts about like the production of the movies instead of like any sort of knowledge about.
I'm going to stick with the quiz I have.
Oh, no. All right.
For you.
Curse you.
In A New Hope, Leia is kept on the Death Star in what cell number?
2187. FN-287. That's also Finn's number in... Oh, and he's a stormtrooper.
Oh, you're right.
Callback! That was it.
What were the jobs of Luke's Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen on Tatooine?
Well, Aunt Beru was there for wise words of wisdom, but Uncle Owen was
and to be cooked.
Moisture farmers.
Are there to be cooked.
they're to be human. Never mind.
Human chicken wings.
Mm.
How many languages does C-3PO claim to be fluent in?
Oh, that's a lot.
I can give you the multiple choice if you like.
Sure.
12?
No.
More than 6 million? 6,000? Or 200?
More than 6 million. I knew it was over upwards of 1 million, I'm pretty sure.
There's a check by it. That means...
Is it green?
Right.
Woo, I was right.
What character is partially named after George Lucas's son? Bren Derlin, Ben Solo, Derek Hobby Clivian, Dexter Jetster.
I want to say Ben Solo, but I could be very wrong. I don't actually know this one.
You're wrong.
What was it?
Dexter Jetster.
I don't even know who that is.
He's the... In Attack of the Clones, he's the...
Dexter. The... Okay. The fat... The
diner guy.
Yeah, the fat diner guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know his last name was Dexter.
Who is the lead singer of Jabba the Hutt's house band? Oh, gosh.
Oh, my names. Gosh. That is...
I can't...
Okay. All right, give me the names. Give me the names.
Dota Bona No Walido.
Love it. Okay.
Cy Snoodles. Or C Snoodles. I don't know. Lin Me.
Okay.
Droopy McCool.
Definitely that one. No, it's the first one.
Droopy McCool.
It's the first one.
I don't know what to think of that. Yeah, you're probably right. Yep. No, it's Sea Snoodles or Sy Snoodles. It's someone with the last name is Snoodles.
How would you? I don't even know how you would know this. I guess it's like
Sy Snoodles, a long-limbed Palawick, is the lead singer of the Max Rebo Band with Mick Jagger-like lips. She also worked as a spy for the Hutts criminal cartels, and she betrayed her love.
That's
Zero
right.
The Hutt.
That's right. That's in the Clone Wars TV show. I forgot. It's been so long.
Gotta watch the Clone Wars.
And I call myself a fan. Didn't know Sy Snoodles.
I don't know if you're the 30%. What species is Jar Jar Binks?
A Gungan.
Correct.
He's an Ewok.
We'll bounce back. Which U.S. National Park was used as Endor for filming Return of the Jedi?
Oh, the Redwoods, or Redwood Forest, is that what that's called? It's in California.
You're right, Redwood. In The Empire Strikes Back, what does C-3PO say are the odds of surviving an asteroid field?
Give me the options.
1 in 7.36 million, 3,720 to 1, 37 to 1, 1 in 6 billion.
3,200 something to 1. Never tell me the odds.
Right. Feed is the capital of what planet?
Naboo.
Eating up again.
Hmm.
What is the first spaceship seen in A New Hope?
The Tantivine 4 or 5.
Tantive 4 is an option.
I think it's the Tantive 4.
Correct. What color is the milk that Luke's Aunt Beru serves with breakfast?
Blue. Better than that green bull crap in episode 7.
Oh, such a disturbing scene.
That really was a disturbing scene.
What is the name of the Wookiee's home planet?
Endor. It's not a planet either, it's a moon.
Let me tell you, read the options to you. The Wookiee's homeland.
Oh, Wookiees. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Ewoks. Kashyyyk, sorry.
Kashyyyk is an option. Lucky sorry. For you, Endor wasn't.
I apologize. That was I heard Ewok when you said Wookiee.
There's a little flame because you're on a 7-question streak.
Oh my gosh, I'm
what
it.
Was the character of Luke Skywalker originally going to be named? Anakin Skywalker, Justin Valor, Kane Starkiller, or Luke Starkiller?
Say the first one again.
It's like Anakin. It's like A-N-N-I-K-I-N Skywalker.
What was the third one?
Kane Starkiller.
I think it was either Anakin Skywalker or Luke Starkiller. Anakin. Of his original character, Luke's original character?
Yeah, Luke's original.
Oh, Luke Starkiller.
Yes, you're right.
You might not know that. Because I read the comic book.
That was based on it?
The original, it's called just the Star Wars. I think it's what George Lucas' original idea for the movie was. And his name in it is Luke Starkiller. And he's a general and a Jedi already.
He is a Jedi, but also a general.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Coruscant Standard Calendar, or Galactic Standard Calendar.
Oh my goodness.
How many 24-hour days does 1 year have? 365 is not an option. There's 375... 150, 400, and 368.
I actually don't know this one. I really don't.
I don't either.
400?
You want to use his lifelines?
No, just do the 400 one. Who cares?
368.
That was my second guess. That's a weird one. I would have known that.
Speaking of time, The Force Awakens takes place 34 years ABY. What does ABY stand
for?
After
the Battle of Yavin.
After bot years, anti-binary years, Anakin Baba Yoda. Oh, yeah. I just had to read those answers.
36 years, Anakin Baba Yoda.
That's what it should be.
Agreed. That's amazing.
If I ever get the chance to use that in normal conversation.
I don't know when you ever will unless it's with me.
The name Yoda was taken from the Sanskrit word that means what?
The what?
Sanskrit. I think that's some kind of writing, like Egyptian writing or something like that.
What are the options?
Warrior, professor, dwarf, or wise?
I think wise. Pretty sure it's wise.
Nope, it's Warrior.
Really? I would have thought Wiser Professor.
Yeah. That's how they got you. What is responsible for the color of a lightsaber?
The kyber crystal.
Crystals? Kies? Light filaments? The force of the one holding it?
Oh. Dang it. Because there's an old canon. I think there's an old canon and a new canon. Because technically the kyber crystals do. But I think the new canon is the force. Is the.
I want to just. I just go with your gut.
Kyber crystal.
Okay. That's still right.
I think it used. I think at one point they tried to say it was.
I think that was like an old, maybe, concept or something. Or maybe it had been in the EU. Maybe the EU.
Well, I've read it in the sort of current canon. It was.
They did that in the Star Wars anime.
True.
Okay. Anyway, so which of these battles took place first? The Battle of Ryloth, subjugation of Geonosis, occupation of Bespin, Battle of Yavin.
I want to say the Battle of Ryloth.
Yes.
Then next, I think, is Geonosis.
And just, who is Boba Fett's mother?
Boba Fett doesn't have a mother. His mother is the tank.
Of course. He does. His mother is the tank. He doesn't have one, is right. What noise do we learn scares Tusken Raiders?
The crate dragon.
Correct. The crate dragon was awesome in The Mandalorian, by the way. Reminds me.
Boba Fett or Mandalorian? That's right, it wasn't The Mandalorian. Yeah, it was huge in The Mandalorian. It was terrifying.
Darth Maul was created based off this concept, which was designer Ian McKaig's second worst childhood nightmare.
What?
An undead zombie, Bozo the Clown, the Bible's description of the devil, a demon.
It's either a demon or the Bible's second description of the devil. Childhood.
Yeah.
Let's do the Bible.
Bozo the Clown.
No way.
I say it started off with clown paint.
It's really Bozo the Clown?
Yeah, apparently. Second worst childhood nightmare.
I don't believe you. But what does Bozo the Clown look like?
I don't know.
Bozo?
Darth Maul, I guess.
Bozo? Is he like sporting a double-bladed lightsaber? Okay, yeah, that is pretty terrifying. Oh my gosh. I had nothing to do with Darth Maul, but that's absolutely terrifying.
Just probably just the paint, face paint probably is the. Okay. Let's do. I have one more quiz. Let's do that. Maybe to finish off.
Okay. Do you want to do one together?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
So I have not done this quiz because I wanted to get our results at the same time.
Oh, is this the video game one? Oh.
Which Cosmere character are you?
Ooh, fancy, 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 fancy. But now I'm going to be upset if I don't get the answer that I want.
I know.
Your father has been stabbed in an assassination attempt. You were able to provide medical attention, but you don't know if the assassin is still around. What do you do?
So I have seen this question, and I've thought about it, and I think I would help him. Like that's what I would do. I would just try to help him.
I don't like this answer. I don't like this question because it doesn't give me the right answer.
What's the right
answer? I would help him, but be very aware of my surroundings.
Is it possible?
As someone who has had to be very aware of my surroundings during a medical situation, it is very possible to be aware of your surroundings while providing medical care.
So you feel like that second answer kind of like precludes the possibility that you're
aware? I feel like, because I feel like this one's like either you help him or you get out or you find the assassin. It's like, but technically, like I would help him, but also be aware that the assassin is coming.
I love the second question so much.
All right, I'm just gonna help him use my father because that's more accurate what I would do.
Question two.
Although technically, combat medicine disabled the threat before you help provide medical attention.
Huh.
That is like rule number one in combat medical or tactical combat critical care or something along those lines. Would you go and read it?
Would you enjoy an isolated life in a small cottage with a loved one where you raise chickens?
Gosh, that's the dream.
And the options, there's two options. Gosh, that's the dream. No, I need more. I think I need more.
I actually, believe it or not, despite like liking to be isolated, I do also think I need more.
That, yeah, like that's pretty isolated. I don't know which Cosmere character wants to just be raising chickens, but I'm not that one.
Me neither. What is your philosophy on love? It doesn't exist. I gotta be very careful how I answer this question.
As do I.
I simply think we should not overthink these things. I don't believe in soulmates. Not in the sense of how soulmates are usually portrayed or thought of.
How can you expect me to answer this? I don't know. I'm going to cry. That's probably your answer. That's an actual answer, by the way, if you're listening.
I think my answer is probably, I simply think we should not overthink these things.
Should not overthink love?
Love is okay. Love, man.
So
once again, it's one of those things where like I have a hard time answering any of these questions because none of them really fit what I'm feeling.
My answer is going to be I believe in soulmates, but not like I think I understand. So like I believe that I do believe that I don't believe you can like miss your soulmate, you know.
Yeah.
But I do believe like the person you end up with is the person you belong with in a sense. I mean, obviously things happen sometimes.
I know this answer to the question 4.
Are athletes overvalued and overpaid? Sports are a skill just like anything else.
Absolutely.
No, they are sexy and entertaining, and I wish that was me. And then absolutely. So what do you think? Are athletes overvalued and overpaid?
Absolutely.
But what is Haz going to tell me about being a cosmic character? I don't know. I think sports are a skill just like anything else.
I still think they're overvalued and overpaid.
But that answer doesn't seem to rule out that you think they're, you know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm just going to say sports are a skill just like anything else. You have an essay due tomorrow, but your friends want to hang out with you. What do you do?
How about you read the third answer?
I was wondering if there's going to be like an answer like that. So there's do the entire essay tomorrow morning. Say no to my friends. Go out. Screw the essay. Only they didn't use the word screw. Apply for an extension and lie. Why can't you just apply for an extension? Why do you have to lie? This is going to be such an inaccurate answer, but I don't care.
What are you doing?
You have an essay due tomorrow, but your friends want to hang out with you. What do you do? I mean, there's times where I've definitely like finished an assignment like the morning of because I wanted to do something the night before. I've definitely said no. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to just say do the entire essay tomorrow because I am a procrastinator.
I also am too. So
I've done that before. Idealism or pragmatism? Are you more pragmatic or more idealistic?
I'm going to sound really dumb right now, but we need to
look it up.
We need to figure out what exactly these words are meaning.
Idealism, the practice of forming or pursuing ideals. That doesn't help. What is the difference between an idealist and a realist? An idealist focuses on things as they should be, whereas a realist focuses on things as they are. So they probably mean by pragmatism, realism. So this probably it's a contrasting. So
I'm a mix of both then.
I feel like I'm definitely a more on the pragmatic side of just like, this is how things are. Let's go from here. Waking up early. Read the answers.
Ew. I'm up early because I don't sleep enough. Healthy. With a happy face. Healthy.
Healthy.
As someone who gets up early for work, I'm going to go with ew.
Yeah, I'm going to go with ew as well, even though I've started doing it to write. But yeah, I'm going to go with ew.
Oh, conspiracy theories. Earth flat is an answer. The way that these answers are written, conspiracy theories, Earth flat. I'm going to go with, so you have probably not true, but what if, absolute bull crap, and Earth flat.
It's just such a blanket answer.
I know.
It's like, either you think every single conspiracy theory has no merit, or it's probably not true, or you think Earth flat means, like, you just believe them all, I guess.
I'm doing probably not true, but what if. That's kind of how I tend to roll anyway. It's just,
yeah,
like,
that's definitely how I am, too, because it's like,
it's like, probably not true, but
you,
like,
shouldn't I feel like with any kind of theory out there, your knee jerk. Wow, I don't know. I definitely do have sometimes a knee jerk of like, that sounds like bullcrap, mm-hmm. you know. But I don't just declare it.
Yeah.
Without looking it up or looking at anything,
I tend to fall towards the probably not true.
Yeah. So probably not true is probably your default is it's probably not true, but you actually would consider, you know. Yeah. So I'm going to go with that too. Almost done. You're suddenly insanely wealthy. What do you buy? Whatever the frick I want.
Whatever the heck I want.
Something practical that I need. Nothing. I don't need anything. Something for someone else. This is the only one. Which Cosmere character are you out there? Like, quiz out there?
I really... It's like a mix between whatever the heck I want and something practical that I need.
Because, you know, that's probably what you want. Something practical.
I'm going to go for whatever the heck I want. Why not?
I guess it's more of a mindset, right? It's like, yeah. I'm not going to worry about if it's practical or not. Necessarily,
I guess in that case, I'm gonna do something practical that I need.
I don't know.
I don't think I'm just randomly gonna buy crap that I don't need.
I don't know. I don't know what to answer here. I guess I'll say something practical that I need.
Boo.
Okay. Are you happy right now?
Are you
happy like right now?
I think first answer. Actually. Yes, I guess. I'm not particularly sad right now. That's definitely me.
You're so specific.
But that answer fits me very well. Just actually, I mean, yeah, I guess. I'm not like sad.
I'm always happy is the other answer. And then absolutely not. I'm freaking depressed. I'm going to say I'm always happy, even though I'm not always happy. But I feel like I'm closer to that answer than I am. Cheerful. Yeah, I feel like I'm closer to that answer than the I'm not particularly sad right now.
All right, you ready to see what we are?
Yes.
I don't even know who this character is.
Really? What does it say?
What does yours say?
Rock.
Really?
It says...
Are these Cosmere characters?
That's what it's supposed to be. It says... Gosh, if anyone touches you, I'll kill them. Keep making soup, baby. I love you.
Okay.
Whatever that means. What is your answer, though? What's the name? Maybe it's someone from... What are you telling me?
Serene. I think she's
from Elantris.
Yeah, I haven't read Elantris in a while. In case you're curious as to what my thing says, you're like a hard AB, but also very sexy and pretty. Go off, queen. Keep manipulating men. And I think I have heard someone describe me. I have never heard someone describe me so poorly ever.
I was kind of expecting the results would be really bad, like really inaccurate.
Oh, but my next 16% was Kaladin. She's let you know.
Oh, I didn't know there was...
And then Rock, and then Raiden, then Vivenna, Ellen, Adeline, Vin, Kelsier, Ciri, Wayne, Shallan, Vasher, Dlopin. 0% Dalinar.
I'm very confused.
I am confusion.
You know why? Because it says I'm 13% Rock, but I'm 16% Kaladin, and I'm 20% Serene as well.
Serene!
We're both Serene.
Oh, maybe that means...
What does that mean?
I wonder if that's how many people are that person.
Oh, how it compares to others. You're right. Like 20% of people get Serene, 16% get Kaladin, 13% get Rock. There is, let's see who else is on here. None of the bad guys, unfortunately.
Ooh.
Anyway, okay, well, that was fun.
That was definitely interesting. This has been an interesting episode.
And it will be very fun to edit.
We'll have something more for you guys next time around. I think I've got a few ideas that must
leave. Yeah, we got some ideas. We also need to do the Harry Potter episode.
We do, with the wives. We also need to do Ellie's.
Yes, we need to do the How to Train a Dragon one. So,
are we going to do that as like a full episode, or do this like a short, like, throw that in there, like, somewhere episode?
I think it'd be fun to do. I mean, we could do it as like a short, like as like a bonus. I think it'd still be fun to do the same format and just like it'll just be shorter.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like same format.
Just because like it'd be fun to ask her like,
what have you been up to?
Yeah, like what she's been playing and reading and watching.
It'd be cute.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us on these quizzes. Hope it was silly, sort of entertaining for you guys.
if you want them, reach out to us. Shoot us an email. Reach out to us on social media. I will not just be randomly. I mean, I'm not just going to post the quizzes. But if somebody wants them, reach out. I'll send them your way. Yeah. So
cool.
This has been a Bridge of Two podcast.
A far away bridge.
Good night and God bless.
God bless us, everyone. Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. Choose the answer that is true.
Okay, I will.
All right. Andy Serkis was the first and only choice Peter Jackson had in mind when casting the role of Gollum. Hold on. I'm going to find another one.
Why?
Because I want it to be on like the lore of Lord of the Rings, not the movie making of it. Jeez. Here we go. Lord of the Rings quiz, Spark Notes.
Oh, gosh. This is going to be harder, though.
Who possesses the Ring of Power at the start of the trilogy? Gandalf, Frodo, Bilbo, Sauron.
Bilbo.
Correct.
I don't think there's like a prologue.
Yes.
Like there is in the movie.
These are easy questions. That's the third question. So easy. Who do the hobbits encounter at the Prancing Pony?
Who do they encounter? Aragorn, Strider.
Correcto mundo.
Child's play.
How many members make up the Fellowship of the Ring?
Wow. 9?
That's what I'm saying, right?
You just stuck with the other one. And if you wanted to what's the next? Is the next one really easy
too? We could do which Lord of the Ring character are you? The fourth question is?
What?
What is the name of the elf in the Fellowship?
Oh, this is hard.
Mary.
Is it Gimli?
Correct.